Local government elections take place in New Brunswick in May, and as well as being able to vote for mayor of the city, St John's will also be able to vote for two ward councillors and two at-large councillors, responsible for the city as a whole. In the last provincial election, St John Harbour had the lowest voter turnout in New Brunswick, and the last local election saw just a 34.5% voter turnout in St John. In an attempt to reverse the downward trend of voter turnout in local elections in the city, local social planning organisation, the Human Development Council, has launched St John Votes 2026, an initiative which includes candidates forums for all of the city's wards, as well as for the at-large councillor candidates and the mayoral candidates. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Randy Hatfield, Executive Director of the Human Development Council, about the importance of local elections and the work the organisation is doing in an attempt to encourage residents to vote.
Local elections are very important to us here in St. John. So we've organized six forums, culminating with a mayoralty forum at the Imperial Theater next Tuesday on the 28th. And prior to that, we're starting this evening on Monday with an at-large forum at the Kent Theater. And then over the next week, we'll be hosting opportunities in each of the four wards. We have a ward system now where we elect two ward councillors from each of four wards. We elect two at-large councillors and, of course, the mayor. So St. John's City Council is composed and comprised of the mayor and 10 councillors, two at-large and eight ward politicians. I think it's important to encourage people to participate because it's one of the few opportunities a citizen has to make a choice and a statement and to choose those who will make decisions on their behalf. The turnout rate in local elections is pretty abysmal. New Brunswick prides itself on a rather high voter turnout rate for federal elections, but at the local level, there really seems to be a lack of interest and participation. Turnout rate has fallen over 12 points in the last 12 years. In the last municipal campaign in 2021, the turnout rate was about 34%. Ward 3 had fewer than 30% of eligible voters participate. So I think it's really important that we increase the awareness of people to the campaign and also encourage their participation.
One of my questions was about voter turnout and how it kind of compares to the rest of the province, St John wards, and St John itself.
The voter turnout rate throughout the province in local campaigns is pretty low. It's the lowest of the three levels of government. But St John's turnout rate is particularly low. And that's not helpful. Unless you participate, then politicians are going to cater to those communities and those areas that are vote rich. It's hard to know who does and who doesn't. I mean, I think for federal campaigns, we've seen academic literature that looks at voter turnout rate. And from that, we can take certain findings. We know, for instance, that older people tend to vote more often than younger people. Employed people tend to vote more often than unemployed. Homeowners at the local level tend to vote more often than renters. We also know, based upon federal elections, that those with a university degree tend to vote more often than those with a high school completion or less. So taking into account those variables, I think it's really important that we get out into the wards, out to where people live, and seek their opinion and their input as to who's going to make decisions. Ward 3 of the four is one that I think is probably most unique and most needy. It takes into account the Lower West Side, the South Central Peninsula, the Waterloo Village area. That ward tends to attract a number of candidates. In this case, there are six seeking two seats. Eight candidates are seeking the two at-large positions. Ward 1 on the West Side has up to eight candidates, I believe, this time around. So this campaign has been a fairly robust one. We have a special project called Civic Tech, which is a group of individuals that use technology for social good. So we've encouraged them to join us this year in a number of activities that are meant to increase awareness of the campaign and to encourage participation.
Why is it important that people get involved in the democratic process in voting and understanding who their representatives are, who the candidates are, and what their responsibilities are?
If there are certain cohorts that stay home and don't participate, then others are going to capture that oxygen and that space that's in the public domain and the interests of those that don't participate over time will likely not be recognized or acknowledged and addressed. And in some communities, in some neighborhoods where the turnout rate is rather low, then I think politicians make that political calculation to use their time where they can get the best return, perceived or real, in their efforts to get elected. So it's just really important that people do participate. Municipalities do have a major role to play as to what services are available and how the community sort of deals with something like social inclusion. A lot of social issues blur. If you take an issue like homelessness, for instance, that arguably is a provincial responsibility. It relies on federal funding in large part, but it has a local impact. So the cities tend to argue that something like homelessness, that's not our responsibility. But at the same time, it's closest to the people, it's felt most acutely by local residents and where they choose to live. So that blurring, I think, adds some confusion to voters as to who's responsible for what. I think the connection can be made to a lot of issues that affect individuals and families that relate to the city. But it deals everything from potholes and road maintenance to recreational opportunities, the support of neighborhood associations and groups. And I think with the rise in visible homelessness, it does raise the question of, well, what is the municipal role and what can they do? There's a public safety piece that some people claim is important when it comes to that issue. I think when you do unpack the way your daily life is affected, you can see the importance of municipal governance throughout.
Candidates' forums take place between the evenings of Monday, April 20th and Tuesday, April 28th. The final forum on April 28th is for the mayoral candidates and will take place at the Imperial Theatre from 6 p.m. All candidates' forums are being live streamed and can be found at the Human Development Council's YouTube channel. If you have a tip, an idea or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.